A third test, your own conscience, your own common sense, your own apprehension of things. The still small voice inside you that tells you this is wrong and I/we should not be doing this. This is an important voice, and one that's also traditionally treasured in Anglican thought about moral decision-making, that the individual conscience matters. And I think this was really what Michael Gove was getting at with the "we've had enough of the experts." He was saying to people, and in this sense saying rightly to people, you have to make up your mind, you have to consult your conscience, your feeling, what's in your heart on this subject, as we do in the decisions that we have to make. And the last voice, of course, the most important voice, it won't surprise you if I say that the most important test is the voice of Jesus. His teaching, as we extract it from the pages especially of the Gospels. I don't mean this particular text or that particular text, the words that sit on the surface of the Gospels, because there are also many difficult issues there about how the transmission of the teaching or the saying may have shaped it since Jesus first spoke it. But we can surely, reading the Gospels, meditating on them, studying them prayerfully, looking and imagining the encounters that Jesus has with people in the pages of the Gospels, we can distill from that Jesus' voice. And that voice is a test which we can apply to the supposed or real prophets of our own time. I will end with a worked example because I think it's a good one. And I think the piece of work I'm talking about is very remarkable and has yet to make its full impact. A couple of years back, the Pope published his encyclical about the environment and our responsibilities towards it, Laudato Si. He was inspired by Francis's words in the Canticle of the Creatures. And he set out a challenge, a prophetic challenge, to the way in which we collectively live our lives on this planet, our rate of consumption, our values, our attention to the poor upon this earth, and so on. Does it pass the test of expertise? Well, he assembles in his notes all sorts of expert evidence, but it goes beyond that. Is there fidelity to the teaching of the church? Well, clearly in a papal pronouncement, there's pretty much bound to be, and it's rooted in all sorts of earlier documents. Does it speak to the conscience? When I read it, my conscience was very, very struck by what he was saying. And did I hear the voice of Jesus in it? Yes, I did. I think there are four tests there. And as people tell you how things really are in the world and what is really going on, you might like to apply them to listen to those four voices. In the long run, of course, Jeremiah was right. We wait a long time because the last day will come and then we will surely know all things. And we will know whose were the false prophecies and whose were the true ones. In the meantime, we need a way of getting along. And that's what I've tried to put in front of you this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.